It's to the best of our knowledge. We're talking about split multiracial and multi-ethnic identities in this hour, and writer Richard Rodriguez has written a lot on the subject. He views his so-called brown identity as a racial mixture with a long and rich heritage dating all the way back to the colonization of the Americas. When we spoke with him a few years ago, he told us why he celebrates being brown and embraces the term Hispanic.
It's a browner word, if I could use that term, because it is an English word to describe the descendants of Latin America. And it identifies me within that complexity of belonging to both sides of that Renaissance rivalry, England and Spain. By being Hispanic, I am brown. I am, again, both. And I like that predicament. It mixes up the racial conversation of America. I routinely get invited to these dreary conferences where I am seated between black and white. And the assumption is that I represent some new brown race in America. I represent no such thing. I represent the end of racial distinction in America. Because I come to the conversation prepared to say that I do not identify myself racially. By calling myself Hispanic, I identify myself culturally. To say that there are now 35, 36 million people in the United States who identify themselves as Hispanic is to say that there is in this country that has long thought of itself by reference to blood, this new emerging population that thinks of itself in reference to culture, to language, to religion, to memory, to geography. My mother watches Univision, the Spanish language network out of Miami, and she'll watch a quiz show, and there in the audience are black faces and white faces and brown faces. And she will say, pues, son Latinos, son Hispanos. She doesn't say, oh, there's a white Hispanic, there's a black Hispanic, there's a brown Hispanic. When she says they're Hispanic, she means that they participate within the culture of this language of Univision, of this memory of Latin America that they participate in. That's a very revolutionary thing in the United States. One of the things I'm struck with is that so many of the young people around me in San Francisco as I was writing have begun to experiment with color, with blue hair and green hair. And there was the King of Brown. I called Michael Jackson the King of Brown on his rock video, Morphing into All the Faces of the Earth. This new experiment with identity, it seems to me, that's very much of this brown moment. There's all this confusion right now in America, and I say good. The more confusion, the better. I'm tired of this black and white conversation.
Richard Rodriguez is the author of Brown, The Last Discovery of America, and his latest book is called Darling, a spiritual autobiography.